What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Thursday, July 31st. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is indicted by a grand jury on two felony counts of stealing and two misdemeanor counts of election law violations. The indictment secured by Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who says in a statement that he concluded the investigation into Page's alleged misuse of public funds because, quote, the people of St. Louis County deserve accountability, not corruption, close quote. Page is accused of spending public funds to mail a postcard to voters, which the indictment claims was politically motivated. The flyer appeared to advocate voters oppose Proposition B, which would have allowed the council input on Page's appointments.
I'm Sean Malone outside the county offices in Clayton, where I spoke to County Councilwoman Shalonda Webb. She believes County Executive Sam Page should resign after being indicted.
This process is going to be hard for him to juggle his personal distraction right now, and also be the leader the county needs.
St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock was almost removed from office by then-prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. He says he's not going to call on County Executive Page to resign.
I saw the way that I was treated by the county executive and others during that process. I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. He is entitled to his day in court.
And we will go in depth on that indictment at 8:11. The largest dog rescue in more than a decade for the Animal Cruelty Task Force of the Humane Society began Wednesday afternoon in Christian County. Thanks to an anonymous tip, rescuers found a home filled with as many as 150 dogs in filthy conditions. The owner agreed to surrender them to the Humane Society. The dogs are being transported in two phases to the Macklin Avenue location. Many of the dogs malnourished and suffering from skin conditions and neglect. Due to the size of the rescue, the Humane Society is asking for donations of towels, blankets, and newspapers, as well as monetary donations to help with medical care. They're also trying to make space at the shelter by waiving adoption fees on dogs over 35 pounds. The mercury has been soaring high, much like the electric bills of Ameren, Missouri customers. Ameren's customer advocacy manager, Paige Selby, says a 12% rate increase took effect. Kilowatts cost more in the summer and usage has increased.
So we kind of had all of those things hitting at the same time. I think we're all seeing our bills are a little bit higher.
Some customers claim bills have been hitting mailboxes that are much higher than 12%. Sandra Padgett with Consumer Counsel of Missouri tells KMOX Senate Bill 4 signed into law takes effect August 28th, where Spire, Ameren Water, and Ameren Missouri will all be increasing their bills.
They can try to apply for one of the Ameren low-income customer assistance programs. Nevertheless, we have been told that currently those programs are hard to access.
Senator Carla May tells KMOX she's going to find out why Ameren's customers' electric bills have skyrocketed way beyond a 12% increase, and we'll go in depth on the story later this hour. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius taking aim at car insurance companies for, he says, using irrelevant data to determine rates.
Currently, insurance companies use a number of factors to determine your premium, including several that have nothing to do with your driving record.
He says those factors include credit score, home address, age, and education. Janulia says those policies lead to people not getting insurance, which makes driving less safe for everyone. He's asking Illinoisans to contact their state lawmakers and request a change in the law. The insurance industry, though, says considering those metrics is essential for accurate pricing. We're less than a month away from the opening of a new amusement park within St. Louis's Union Station.
This is Stuart McMillan. Thursday, August 28th is opening day for Wheel Park, which already features the 200-foot-tall Ferris wheel, and now three new rides. The Flying Louie, a swinging pirate ship, which is $6.70 a ride, and that includes tax. The Wave Swinger, a classic high swings ride, also $6.70. And the Locomotion, a spinning train-themed roller coaster, $8.93 to ride. Those prices are listed on the website. Spokesman Cameron Schoffel.
Everything we do here is a la carte. So, you know, you'll be able to walk in. If you just want to ride the Wave Swinger for the day, you can do that. If you want to go to the aquarium and you know, do the spinning roller coaster and have the all-encompassing feel, you can do that as well.
Again, opening day at Wheel Park is Thursday, August 28th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.